We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Beis, Omid Beis, and we are beginning the first wide line, the new Mishnah, Daf Kuf Chav Beis, Omid Beis. Zok the Hilge Mishnah. Echad HaBen v'Echad HaBas Benachla. Both the Ben and the Bas have Yerusha. We'll see what that means. Obviously, they have Yerusha. What's the Chiddush? I want you to see what that means. But there's still a Chilik. Ela, Sha'ben Neutel Pishnai B'Nichse Av, V'Neutel Pishnai B'Nichse Eim. We know that the firstborn takes double in his father's Yerusha, but if the mother's Yerusha, he does not get double. He doesn't get Pishnai in his mother's Yerusha. The Pasuk says, V'loi Mishpat HaBechaira. The Bechaira is only for the Ish, not for the Isha. Another Chilik between the mother and the father is that in a case where a father dies and he does not leave over so much money, and part of his chiv in the ksuba is to support his daughters, there's not enough mezonos for his daughter. So then the sons will not get the Yerusha and the money will go for the mezonos of a daughter. Mashenkin, if a mother dies, then if there are sons, the sons get the Yerusha, and even if it's very little, the daughters get nothing. They do not get mezonos on nichseim, but the father, they have to get mezonos. That's first, and then the brothers get the Yerusha, whatever is left. So our Mishnah starts off with the memra echad aben v'echad abas v'nachla. We're not sure what that means, and then the Mishnah says two chalukim between the nichsei av and nichseim. By the av, there is pishnayim for the bechar, not by the aim. Another difference is that the banos get mezonos from the nichsei av, they don't get mezonos from the nichseim. Zok the Gemara, what's pshat in our Mishnah? My echad aben v'echad abas l'nachla. What does that mean? Echad aben v'echad abas l'nachla. What's tight? What does it mean they're equal in nachla? Ilema means the yarsi ke'adadi, they both get Yerusha equally. It's not true. Hatnan ben koidim labas, kol yoytze yerechoy, shall ben koidim labas. This pshat is not even as a non-starter. It can't mean that they are equal in Yerusha. We know in Furish that if there are sons, the sons get the Yerusha and daughters do not get the Yerusha. Not only that, all the offspring of the son go before the bas. So how can you say the equal benachla? It obviously means something else. It cannot mean the equal benachla because we know the ben is always before the bas. So what is pshat in the first line of the Mishnah? The word is a simon nafsham. It's for the four different amaroyim who attempt the pshat until the fourth pshat will stick. So it's a simon to remember who the four amaroyim here who said this pshat. That's a simon nafsham. It stands for the nun is for Nachman by Yitzchak. The pay is for Rav Papa, the shin is for Rav Ashi, and the mem is mar bar Rav Ashi, which will be the last pshat. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok. Let's try the first pshat. You know what it means? Echad aben v'echad abas v'nachla. Hachikamar echad aben v'echad abas neitlim v'royu k'muchse. Which would mean like this: that if the son is the Yerush or the daughter is the Yerush, makes no difference. Either way, this son or daughter is Yerush their father, even though the father is not alive anymore. Which means their grandfather was still alive when their father died, and then the grandfather died. They get the father's chelik of Yerusha, even though the father is not here. It's a little bit of like a royu. The father never got it, but they get a schus Yerusha in that, and that's the chiddush. Echad aban v'echad abas benachla means that sidus a boy and side a girl could be yerush their grandfather, even though it's a shtickle royu. Let's read it inside. How come echad aban v'echad abas noitim b'royu kibam muchzik? Freiti Gemara. That's not a chiddush. Hanami Tanina. It's a first Mishnah before. It says in the Mishnah before that Benoy Slavchad, not Ustoysha Chalakim, Benachla. And what was it? Chelik Avim Shoytsim Mitzrayim Vechalkoy Im Echo Vachim Venechse Chayfer. It says they got Slavchad's Chelik in Slavchad's father Chayfer. That even though Slavchad Pashas died before Chayfer, still he got a Chelik of Chayfer. So you see, Yair is something even though it never reached his father, their father. So it's referred to Mishnah. That's kasha number one. And kasha number two is, V'oid, my Ella. The Mishnah fears us with a chilek between the Nichsei Av and Nichsei Eim. What has it got to do with this? This, we just said, that a Ben and Bas are both Yerish, their parent, Beroyu, which means you know the parent never got it. So how does it fear into Ella? Besides, that there's a difference between Nichsei Av and Nichsei Eim. We're not talking about Nichsei Av and Nichsei Eim. We're talking about here the children being Yerish, their father Beroyu. Well, what's the Hemshech? My Ella. Elam, Rav Papa, I'll try another pshat. Rav Papa says, "Hachkama, echad aben v'echad abas, noitim chilek b'bechira." That the chiddush over here is that their father was a bechira, even though the father was not alive anymore. They'll still take double for their father. Their father was a bechira. They'll take double for their father. That's the chiddush. Right, the Gemara, Namitinin, it's also part of that same Mishnah of Slavcha, Shaye Bechar, Neitel Shnei Chalakim. It says that Slavcha was a Bechar, therefore we got two Chalakim and Chefer, and the Benois got it, even though the father was not alive. So you see, they get that Chalik, even though the father is not alive. So it's not a Chiddush either. And also, what's the Ella? Void my Ella. Same Kasha, what's the Ella? Ella says a difference in Nichsi Av, Nichsi Eim, the guy Pishnayim, the guy Banis, the Zoinu. What does it got to do with the Rashi of the Mishnah? Ella Maravash, you would try a third Pshat. Ella Maravash, Yoch Kamar. Echad ben Habonim. Sai one son between the other sons, Echabas bin Abonim, and all my years called Nichse Dvar Kayam, which means like this. The Gemara said later on that I cannot say I want to give all my Yerusha to an outsider. That's Masta Masukas Batari. Yerusha goes to our children and not to an outsider. If you use Losh Matana, that's fine. Want to give a present, go ahead. Yerusha only works to a Yerush. But Rabbi Yechon Reiko is Machadish that if I give it to a Yerush, then I can even give it to one Yerush out of all the Yerushim. For example, if someone has five sons, all five sons are Yerush. I give everything to that one son, because that son, Lamaisa, is a Yerush. Same thing if he has only daughters, and he gives it to one daughter. Also will work, because Lamaisa, that person is a Yerush, so it's not called Master Master Kasav HaTayru. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Elam Rashach Kama, Echad Ben Abana, Messiah, a son between other sons. Echad Bas Ben Abana, Ois, Im Amma Yerush, Kol Nichsei Dvar HaKiyomim. He says that I want that one son, or that one daughter when there's no sons. I want that daughter to get all the Yerusha, Dvar of Kayam. It works. It's Mekuyim. The words work because that's not called Master Master Kavtar, because Master, that person is a Yerush. So, the Gemara, come on, who's that like? Krav Yechna Mabreka? Haktanila, come on. We have first Mishnah later on that brings Yerusha. If someone's not Yerusha outside, ain't Dvar of Kayam. So what's the words of Mishnah teaching us? It's a Mishnah later on. V'chitim kososim like Rabbi Yechon Breika. Maybe our Mishnah is a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yechon Breika. It's a stam v'achem achleikas, because later on the Mishnah brings out achleikas about it. So stam v'achem achleikas. V'stam v'achem achleikas doesn't have any value whatsoever. Ain't a loch k'stam. Doesn't have a loch k'stam Mishnah. And even if you want to say that maybe it has some value, that's the response we say. The film Taimar Shahar Be Yesh Stam Vacham Achleikas Be Gemara, and because it's like Loizazim Mekayim. First started with Stam, then they saw it's Achleikas, so it didn't move from its place. But still, what's the Ella? The Ella Kash is so shver. Void my Ella. What's the Ella? What is the Oisfer about Nichsiav Nichseim? We're not talking about Nichsiav Nichseim. Ella Mar's final pshat. Ella Mar Baravash Yoch Kamar Echad Aben VeEchad Abbas. Shavim v'nichseim v'nichseav. We're talking about mothers and fathers, Yerushas, they're nechassim, and we're saying Saya son and Saya daughter are Yerush, the father, and Yerush, the mother. The son goes first, then goes the daughter. But there's still a chilik to nichseim v'nichseav, two chilukim actually. Elo sha'ben noitol pishnaim v'nichseav 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 v'nichseim. First chilik is that by a father's Yerusha, a bechar takes double, by a mother's Yerusha, you're not to get double. And another difference is, Legabe, the daughter is getting mezainas. That by a father's chelik, they get mezainas, even before the Yerusha goes to the son, and by aim, they do not. So the Mishnah is talking about Nichse Av Nichse Aim. It says, Echad Aben Ve'echad Abbas Benachla means both a son and a daughter are Yerush, both the father and mother. But it's still a chelik father and mother, that the guy Pishnayim and Legabe taking mezainas from their estate.